You're listening to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide with Bart Zandbergen, your distinguished host and certified financial planner.
Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, showcasing wealth strategies and investment wisdom that is essential to your evolving world. I'm Letitia Birbaum, your guest host today. Thank you, Paul, our engineer, for being in the studio with us.
I love your guest. He's looking around at our massive studio and marveling here. He's just looking all over the place here.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. So I wanted to introduce Alex Smith. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to have Alex here in the studio and sharing with everyone here a little bit about what Alex does and his backgrounds, but more important, what we really want to drill into today are what are some tips and some value adds from his personal experience. So today we're going to kind of drill in a little bit more about what you as a listener can really learn from Alex and the amazing knowledge he has taken from his business. So I just want to say a few little things about Alex. So he grew up in South Redondo Beach, so here local here in California, and he grew up with a family that it was involved in real estate and residential and management with property management. And he is amazing. Within the last 2.5 years, he has sold over $70 million worth of real estate and closed business. So I'm really excited to say that he's experienced, he's a go-getter, he's driven. And Keller Williams, out of 2,500 agents, he was actually named the number one coastal and LA region agent. So really excited for him today to have him here in the studio, and just want to give you a big welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot more to your background, but today I really want to hone into, you know, talking a little bit about the types of clients that you serve in your business.
Okay, so what's great about real estate is there's people who have extremely personal needs, and there's also people who are doing this just for investment purposes. So I'll work with people from all walks of life, from people who have millions of dollars in discretionary income every year, and people who are figuring out how to piece together enough down payment, enough credit, enough capacity to get a loan, and they're getting three or four family members together to buy their first house. So it's a very exciting industry to work in because you get to work with so many different kinds of people. I typically will work, if I look at all the pieces of business that I'll do in a year,
mm-hmm.
The majority of my clients lately have been trust sale clients.
Yep.
I've had move up buyer sellers,
mm-hmm.
and I've been working with investors who are looking to do something in real estate for long term.
That's fantastic. So let's drill into that a little bit more. Tell me a little bit about what makes you qualified for a trust sale.
So a trust sale. So let's say that your family has owned this property. Your mom and dad bought this property 40 years ago.
Okay.
Mom just passed away, and dad needs help, and you could really use the equity from the property. They bought it for maybe, you know, $60,000 in the 70s or something,
okay.
And now the property's worth $2 million. And dad can't live in it anymore. Dad needs someone to help take care of him, and you got three siblings, and you guys could really use the equity from the sale of the property in order to take care of dad and to pay for other things. So you could hold on to that property and try to rent it out, and maybe the place would rent for like $3,400 a month.
Okay.
Something like this. But it's worth $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So because mom just passed away, your tax basis has just been reset to when mom passed away. And so the siblings and dad are going to say, you know what, we're going to be able to sell the property and roughly pay nothing in sales tax. And we'll all be able to do what we can with our piece of the pie.
And this is because they got a step up in basis because both of the original owners had then passed away.
Well, even if it's just mom.
Okay.
Don't have to have both family members pass away. If both family members pass away, then really the siblings are going, you know, we can't split $3,000 a month four ways very well.
Okay. Perfect. So, in summary, some of the options that their kids have at that point in time is either they can invest that money that they're getting from the individual income and use that for the parents or being able to have it for his care. They can sell the property and then use all of the equity to be able to pay for his care.
And do whatever they want with it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a tax professional. I know my broker would want to hear me say that. I'm not a tax professional. Because you have that new tax basis to, you know, being a few months ago or whatever, you're going to have an appraiser tell you what the property's worth when mom passed away.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to sell it. Anything over that, you're going to get taxed on.
Okay.
So the most appropriate time to sell it for most people when they're confronted with this dilemma is to just sell it. Because then they get it all without taxes. And you can go reinvest it however you want.
Yeah. Do you recommend people using their team of professionals at that time just to make sure that, you know, their taxes are in order, their financials
Always.
Are in order?
Yes. Yeah. When someone was going to call me and say, Alex, my mom just passed away. We don't know what we should do. I'll say, okay, first person to talk to is your tax person, the person you've been working with forever. If you don't have anybody, and this does happen. I get some people go, I don't know anybody.
Right.
I'll refer them to a couple people.
Perfect.
I'll send them an appraiser to go do the appraisal on the house.
Okay.
So they'll know, okay, at least they'll have that number.
Yeah.
And you need that for tax reasons anyway. And then we'll talk about how much I think it could sell for and what amount of work. I know this is something a lot of people wonder about. What should I do to fix up the house for resale?
Yeah. Is it even worth it?
Right. What things are worth doing?
Yeah.
We do have a really hot market.
Okay.
So what makes it hot? Why is it hot? Real estate is a supply and demand business. We have very low supply and we have a lot of demand. We have so many buyers who want to purchase, and there's so few properties to buy.
Okay.
And so you can't. You might think, oh, I can get away with just selling this fixer or this teardown. If it's really a teardown, don't do anything. If it is a fixer, there's still certain things that are worth doing that buyers will pay you a lot more if you do. If you just do it.
And do you have a checklist that you provide?
Oh, yeah. I go to the property with the client, walk through everything, and I give them kind of a rough number of how much each of these things should cost. We're going to get real bids from real vendors, and we're going to pick and choose which things to take care of. One of the other huge things, this is not just for trust sales, but it's especially helpful for trust sales.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people who have got to sell it like this, they haven't lived in it for 30 years. They don't know anything about it.
Right.
And you're still legally obligated to provide disclosures.
Yeah.
So you might be wondering, what do I know? I don't know anything about the property, and I feel bad that I've got to disclose things I don't know. Get a physical inspection done. Pay an inspector like $500, just like as if you were the buyer. They're going to furnish you a report.
Yeah.
And that will also help you decide which things are worth spending money on before putting it up for sale.
Okay.
Some things aren't worth spending money on, like a new kitchen.
Right.
Bad idea. Don't go blow up a kitchen or a bathroom.
Yeah.
Let the buyer do that.
Yep.
Because you might pick the terrible color, whatever. It's just better to let the market pick.
Yeah. So, okay, you didn't mention, which I think is really nice, is you are definitely qualified to handle trust sales because you're a senior real estate specialist.
That's right.
So, how has that helped you?
Well, because I've been working with a lot of these trust sale clients, I've had a number of clients who they don't know anything what they're doing. They don't know how to take care of this really daunting challenge. And I have found it to be valuable for me to go get the SRES designation. That's the Senior Real Estate Specialist designation.
Okay.
And this is formal training on the kinds of professionals. This training is done through the National Association of Realtors. It's a nationally accredited thing. And I'm able to assemble an appropriate team of professionals to help these people who really don't know who to turn to.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I like to try to take as much of the weight off of their shoulders as I can and make it easy and comfortable for them to take care of something that's going to be emotional,
yeah,
emotionally draining.
Absolutely.
In some cases, a lot of physical work for the surviving kids that, you know, might decide they want to do a lot of the work themselves, save some money.
Yeah.
So I like to help people like that.
So you definitely provide that white glove service.
Yep. Yep. AAA, five-star white glove service.
I love it. So say I have clients that, you know, I'm managing their trust and their family mm-hmm. comes to me and my practice is in Dana Point. And again, we help people nationally. How do I find someone like you that's in Redondo Beach? You know, I want to say, okay, I want to find someone just as amazing as you, Alex, or you. How does that work?
So I'm glad you asked that. Part of the reason that I have my license with Keller Williams, it is arguably the biggest real estate company in the world now. And part of the main reason is because it's a huge referral network.
Okay.
So I can hear your needs for your family member, your friend, your friend's family member, whatever, in Dana Point or in Florida or in Texas or anywhere.
Yeah.
And I can learn about what's important to them,
okay,
what kind of money they're working with, what kind of timeline they're on. And then I reach out to my referral network. And a lot of this is done through Facebook groups. A lot of this is done through internal Keller Williams stuff. And I can basically post what kind of an agent I need for what purpose.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be getting a whole lot of cheerleaders who are going to be telling me about what agents they love to work with.
Yeah. And then you can
and
go
why.
Through.
And then I'll interview them. I'm going to be interviewing for their production, their personality style, their mindset. Mm-hmm. And then I bring those referrals to the prospective client and say, this is the person, or there's a couple people that I really want you to connect with.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, and I always tell the clients, full disclosure, I do receive a referral fee from that.
Okay.
That's my incentive to pick someone who really is the best pick.
Got it.
I don't just send them to some Yahoo that I met at a bar.
Right, which is important. And
you
know, everyone appreciates that. They want to make sure you're doing the due diligence to take
right.
care of them. So this is a great point. We're going to take a short break, and then we will come right back in a moment. Thank you so much. Hold on. Shut up.
You caught me off guard. I was writing down notes so fast here, I wasn't able to get the thing up here. But let's do it right now. Hang on.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Higher.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGOLD.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGOLD.com.
All right, let's pick it back up with Letitia and her guest.
Thank you so much. So, you know, in the next segment of what you said that what you do with your clients are investors. Let's talk about that a little bit more. So everyone's looking at an opportunity to diversify their portfolio. So talk to me a little bit about investing and what that looks like for you.
Real estate investment.
Mm-hmm.
So why do people invest in real estate? Well, there's some very unique things about real estate investments. You can use leverage.
Okay.
Someone else will give you their money. A bank is going to give you their money that you can get the entire value of another asset that appreciates.
Yeah.
And you can put a tenant in it to pay the expenses.
I love it.
So how many different things can people do that? There's always a need for housing. Now, real estate investors are not always just thinking about a single-family house. They're usually talking about multifamily, residential, duplex, triplex, fourplex, 10-unit building, 20-unit building, or they're getting a commercial asset like a grocery store or a liquor store or a gas station or a triple net income properties.
Okay.
And the investors are not going to be paying. The tenant is paying their taxes and their insurance and their utilities and repairs. These are very stable investments that people really like, higher cap rates.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about 1031 exchanges, because that's definitely a hot topic with our clients.
Yeah. Okay, so a 1031 exchange is a tax instrument that people can use to trade out of a property that is, for whatever reason, not matching their goals anymore.
Okay.
Most typically, this is paired with something that they've owned for a long time,
mm-hmm.
that has appreciated a lot.
Yeah.
And the reason they're going to use a 1031 exchange is because if they just sold it outright, then they would be paying capital gains on all the income earned, all the new equity from when they originally bought it.
Perfect.
And so they'll do the 1031 exchange, and they're going to put the property up for sale,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be looking for a replacement property. They could buy 2, 3, 4, 10 property, whatever. And usually they're trying to get an increased cap rate.
Okay.
So a cap rate.
Thank you. I was just going to ask, can you define what a cap rate is?
A cap rate is probably the most basic and helpful universal tool to measure the property's ability to return profit. So here's how you figure out the cap rate.
So the rate of return we're looking at.
Yeah, yes. Basically, it's like kind of thinking like ROI.
Okay.
So what you do is you take all your gross, then you subtract all of your expenses, including taxes. That is critically important, especially in Southern California coastal property.
Okay.
So you're taking all those expenses out. So now you have your net annual income. Divide that by the sale price.
Okay.
So that whatever number comes out, move the decimal point a couple places, and that tells you what your cap percent is, your capitalization rate. So what a lot of people are getting in coastal property along the beach is around 2.5%.
Okay.
This is relatively low. You go anywhere in the country.
That seems low.
Oh, my God. Anywhere in the country, they're going to think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I just sold an $8.25 million fourplex on the beach in Manhattan Beach.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that. It was the only strand property in Manhattan Beach that sold this year so far, despite about half a dozen places listed.
Fantastic.
So we sold it for $8.25 million, and it's grossing $216,000 a year.
Okay.
I mean, with an $8.25 million, the taxes on that is, I mean, what is taxes? 1.125%. Taxes are enormous.
Right.
So the net divided by the sale price annually is not so great.
Okay.
So someone isn't buying an income property like that because of cash flow. They're buying it because they want to hold that property for a long time for appreciation.
Right.
So someone like my client who's owned it for decades,
right,
their mom bought it decades ago for a far lower price. If they were just to sell it outright and just pocket all the cash, they would have a lot of taxes. They'd have millions of dollars in taxes to pay.
So how do we avoid that?
So they'll use a 1031 exchange.
Okay.
They put it up for sale, they get a buyer, and they're going to be looking for property with a higher cap rate.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing offers to find something that's going to get them a better monthly or annual return, maybe just lower expenses.
Okay.
Or maybe they're going to get multiple properties that are getting better cash flow. That's the bottom line. So a lot of these clients are going out of state.
Okay.
They're taking that equity out of state, and that's totally fair thing to do.
Yeah.
If that is in this buyer's best interest.
Perfect.
I had another client this year. We closed escrow. They made about $2 million net from the whole thing. And they went to Arkansas to get a 68,000 square foot warehouse that was getting a 10 cap.
It's perfect.
So they went from like a 2 cap to a 10 cap.
That's beautiful cash flow. I love it.
For a triple net warehouse.
Nice. So let's stay on tax advantages with investing. So let's talk about some of the most current tax laws and changes and how that's affected your business.
Well,
and opportunities.
Yeah, the real estate market in general, we all kind of saw this coming when we started this year with immediate tax change,
mm-hmm.
that the state and local taxes would be capped at $10,000 a year.
Okay.
That includes property taxes and personal income taxes. So people who are making a lot of money and possibly own high price real estate all of a sudden they're
not going to get that.
They're
savings.
No longer getting close to the same benefit.
Right.
So they're capped at $10,000. That's basically an $800,000 house.
Yeah.
And then anything they make in terms of income, they're capped out. So what I've already had is clients who've been in the, quote, $5 million range. They're perceived what they wanted to do. $5 million range are going, you know what, Alex? Let's scale it back to like $3.5 million.
Okay.
Because now they're no longer getting unlimited tax benefit on the sale tax annually, right. Property tax.
Yeah. So why would someone in this market want to move up or buy?
That's a really good question because there's so many factors. It's a confluence of things.
Okay.
So we have expected appreciation. There's no reason to expect a bubble. Okay. I do not expect a bubble to pop.
Okay.
We have interest rates going up.
Okay. Tell me how that's going to affect the market.
So interest rates going up to get a loan.
Uh-huh.
Every 1% increase in interest rate, you should expect a 10% decrease in your purchasing power.
Okay.
For the same monthly payment.
Which makes sense, right?
Right. Or increase your monthly payment. You got to pay more.
Right.
At the same, you'd think, okay, there'd be an inverse relationship with sale price and your interest rates. We're going to see sale prices continue to go up while interest rates go up. And this is because we're not going to see a big flood of supply.
Okay.
Banks, lenders have been very cautious, and as long as the federal government keeps restrictions really high on giving out loans, we're going to see that continue. So my advice for someone who wants to be a move-up buyer is that they need to list their house for sale as prepped as they could do it.
Yep.
And they need to be ready to get a lease back. They need to be ready to take the money and stay in a vacation rental for a couple months while they find the next home. Now, why would they do that? Because we're going to continue to see interest rates go up. If you wait 2 years to do this, the prices will still be up and interest rates will be higher too. So it'll cost you more in the end no matter what.
Yeah.
My
No, and those are great. Those are great points. So we're kind of running low on time here. So I want to be able to make sure I ask you what I ask every single person that's on the show. It's really important. Is what's your ultimate lesson learned or biggest takeaways in your industry that you've experienced?
Great question. Here's some big takeaways. If you're going to sell a property, price it right. Don't try to price it ahead of the market because you're going to be sitting on the market for a long time and it's going to sell for less anyway.
Okay.
Get a great realtor who knows that market and has a fabulous reputation. That kind of influence really impacts the experience for the clients,
that's
buyers
local,
or sellers.
Right?
Local has a great relationship with other realtors, with other professionals. They have the right people that they can rely on and refer you to. This is way better than thinking that you're going to outsmart the market on your own.
Right.
Because these are people that do this all day, every day.
You have your team in place.
Yeah, and it makes up for the cost of having the right people work with you.
Right.
And anticipate what's going to happen next.
Okay.
So go over all this with your professionals, what your real end goal is.
Yep.
Start with the end in mind. Do your homework, you're more likely to get an A on the test.
You know, I have to say one thing is I hear more and more and more every person I talk to is the more you prepare, the more you do your homework, the more that you are ready to show up for any area of your specialty, the better you are and the more prepared and you are set up for success. So great takeaways. And thank you so much for being in our show today. I really appreciate it. And you want to just remind people where they can find you if they're interested in learning more?
Absolutely. You could find me on social media. My name's Alex Smith. If you go to facebook.com/South Bay Smith Realty, that's how you're going to find my business page. My license is with Keller Williams Beach Cities. I'm also working with our family. Smith Properties is our property management business. You go to smith-properties.com, and you'll see what we're doing in helping clients with income properties.
That's fantastic. Well, that's going to be a wrap today for our episode at the Zambergen Report. Want to make sure that everyone is tuning in and listening to our live podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and feel free to tweet and share our podcast. We're still brand new here in the podcast world, and this is how, people find you is definitely by sharing great tips with people that you know. So thank you so much.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting www.bartzandbergen.com. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer on the Zandbergen Report? Email podcast at bartzandbergen.com.
The Zandbergen Report is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. The content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host, Bart Zandbergen, or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.